This podcast is sponsored by Verizon Media. Download their white paper, Delivering the Future of Live Sports, to learn how to deliver a flawless streaming experience. Go to verizondigitalmedia.com/SBJ to download the white paper now.
The XFL kicks off this weekend, MLS reaches a major new collective bargaining agreement, and we've got people on the move. Those are your lead stories for this morning's Buzzcast. It's Friday, it's February 7th, I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everyone has had a good week and you made it to Friday. The XFL officially kicks off Saturday. All of the league's eight teams will be in action. Our own John Aran will be in Washington Saturday as ABC will broadcast the Seattle Dragons and the DC Defenders at Audi Field. Meanwhile, the other nationally televised game will be at 5 o'clock on Fox, Los Angeles Wildcats and the Houston Roughnecks. We have been looking all week at the news and the coverage of the XFL, and the media pickup of the league has been pretty good in the markets that the league is in. There's no better free publicity than media coverage, and so the league has been working hard to try to get that. Oliver Luck and other league officials have been all over ESPN this week promoting the league. When it comes to television, from the people I talk to, we could be seeing some very interesting broadcast production mechanisms, especially in audio. Telecasts will have much more access to players and coaches, and the sounds of the game will be amplified. Look for the ability to hear offensive coordinators and coaches call in plays. Also expect more player and coach interviews immediately after touchdowns or turnovers. We've reported that the XFL would be happy with viewership on the broadcast networks Fox and ABC of about 1.5 million viewers. On cable, they'd be okay with about 700,000 to 800,000. Average viewers. Will have full ratings of the weekend's game early next week. But again, XFL kicking off. The idea from Vince McMahon, will have a full recap on the quality of the play, the attendance numbers, and the viewership numbers early next week in Sports Business Daily. Let's shift to soccer. This is a big deal for Major League Soccer. The league and its player association yesterday agreed in principle on a new five-year CBA. It will run through 2024. Still needs to be formally approved, but this is a huge step to get the league started on schedule. A couple of key points on the deal. Look for increased spending on player salaries, expanded free agency, and of course, more charter plane travel for the teams. That's something the players really, really wanted. One other interesting nugget is that players could receive a share of media rights starting with a new league media deal in 2023. Of course, we've talked on the Buzzcast about how important this next media rights deal will be for MLS. In terms of player salary, the key point for me, the minimum salary for senior players will rise to about $110,000 by 2024. Currently, it's around $70,000. Players will also get increased 401k contributions and other benefit bonuses. So again, a big deal for MLS and its Players Association, a new CBA. Now I want to shift to the executive transaction part of the Buzzcast, but I want to stay with soccer. Big news in that Jay Berhalter, U.S. Soccer's chief commercial officer, is leaving the federation. Berhalter, of course, the brother of the U.S. men's national team coach, Greg Berhalter, but Jay's been working on the commercial side. He is well-regarded. He is well-respected. There was some belief that he could succeed departing CEO Dan Flynn, but many of you may remember a report in the New York Times and other publications that questioned the culture around U.S. soccer, and Jay Berhalter was certainly impacted by that report. Most reports say that he is leaving on his own at the end of January. So now we need to be keeping an eye on who succeeds Dan Flynn as U.S. soccer CEO. That is the big position to be filled. Staying with personnel moves. Interesting news from the NFL that it is looking for its first ever vice president of sports betting. So if you're well experienced in the world of betting and gambling and gaming, here's a great position to apply for. The league is looking again for a VP of sports betting. A job description calls for someone to oversee the league's entire betting initiatives. It would report to NFL Chief Strategy and Growth Officer Christopher Halpin, who has been overseeing the NFL's gaming initiatives. Out of New York, interesting news from MSG and the Knicks. James Dolan, he likes to look to CAA when he needs some help. few years ago, he brought in Doc O'Connor to run MSG. Now he's looking at longtime agent from CAA, Leon Rose, who, of course, rep LeBron James and Allen Iverson at one point, to oversee the basketball operations for the Knicks. Of course, Steve Mills departed earlier this week. Rumor has it that Leon Rose could also bring in noted basketball connector and executive Wes Wesley to join him in yet an undefined role. But if Leon Rose and Wes Wesley oversee the Knicks, that'll be an interesting new day in New York. And finally, some news. More executive transactions that broke yesterday. USA Curling has hired former NWSL Commissioner Jeff Plush as its new CEO. Meanwhile, USA Diving CEO Terry Bassett resigned after just 4 months on the job. That leaves that national governing body with a top vacancy just 6 months out from the Tokyo Games. So more turnover and unrest at USA Diving. Shifting to media, a hat tip and a congratulations to Rosalind Durant, who was leaving ESPN for a different role at Disney. Rosalind Durant was one of our 40 Under 40 honorees in 2015, and she oversaw ESPN's college networks from the last few years, from the SEC network to the launch of the ACC network just last summer. A great personality. She always had a smile on her face. We wish Rosalind all the best as she goes on to Disney. And finally, today in Virginia will be the wake for the late Gene Corrigan. He was one of the most influential figures in college athletics. Of course, members of his family are still in the sports business. One's athletic director at North Carolina State. Another works at ESPN. His son, Boo Corrigan, left our Michael Smith two sayings that Gene Corrigan passed on to his children. I thought they were well worth repeating. The first, quote, "Take your job serious, but not yourself," end quote. The second, quote, "It's better to remain silent and appear stupid than to open your mouth and remove all doubt," end quote. A couple of good sayings by the late Gene Corrigan, whose wake today will be held in Virginia. So that is your Morning Buzz, guys, for Friday, February 7th. I'm Abe Madcor. Have a great, great weekend. We'll talk to you again next week.
This podcast is sponsored by Verizon Media. Download their white paper, Delivering the Future of Live Sports, to learn how to deliver a flawless streaming experience. Go to verizondigitalmedia.com/SBJ to download the white paper now.